Really represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825 Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A U.S. Army soldier is behind bars. The FBI says the soldier had discussed potential targets here in the U.S., including members of a left-wing activist movement and the headquarters of a news network.
Thousands of travelers stranded after British tour operator Thomas Cook abruptly shuts down. The demise of the iconic company triggering the largest peacetime repatriation in the history of the U.K.
Amber Geiger walked into a Dallas courtroom. A former police officer is accused of shooting and killing 26-year-old Botham John in his own apartment.
A family in Florida says that they want a man who punched a girl at a basketball game to be arrested.
Farmington police identified 71-year-old Stephen Price and 30-year-old Mark Price as the two men who died in an abandoned quarry in Farmington.
They fell off the side of the cliff.
Man with a sign at an Iowa football game last weekend saying he needed money to replenish his beer supply. What began as a few hundred bucks has now surpassed $1 million, said he's donating the money to a children's hospital.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Stock market is down 170 points. Give or take 0.25. And the temperature outside is 92 degrees.
Man. Heaven.
I mean, it jumped up there. It was got hot really fast. And I was trying to get the pool taken care of for tonight. And
apparently it's going to be hot all for the rest of the week. And there will be some rain relief, but it'll be spotty. So it won't be rain for everybody, unfortunately. We'll see, though.
As long as I'm Wildwood Drive, I'm good with everything else.
I'll tell Rich Thomas to steer the weather machine your way.
There you go. We've got a drawing we have to do.
Yes, yes, yes. The name game.
The name game, yeah.
So without further ado,
the name for this hour is Chuck Taylor.
I like Chuck Taylor. That sounds like a movie star.
Like your shoes, Chuck. Chuck Taylor, call 396-5477
for your chance to be qualified to win a 65-inch Sony Smart TV courtesy of Owens Electronics. Yeah.
Yeah?
It's, well, I've told you about this yesterday, Dan. 65-inch Sony TV XBR model. It has tri-luminous display technology.
Tri-luminous display.
Built-in Chromecast. It works with your Google Assistant, so it can be voice-activated with a built-in microphone. So you'd be like, hey, TV, go to Fox News. No, TV, go to MSNBC. I'm going to be like Dan. I want to be annoyed. Anyway, Chuck Taylor, you are the name for this hour. Call within the hour, 396-5477, for your chance to win this amazing TV courtesy of Cohen.
Congratulations, Chuck. And give him a call. You have 1 hour. You have it to the end of this hour to get it done. I love this name game. I like that a lot. Okay. So, NBC Nightly News, talking about Trump and Ukraine. I want you to hear how they're doing the story on this. We're going to give you the full piece.
Here in New York, President Trump attended the UN General Assembly, but found himself responding to new questions about his phone call to Ukraine's president. That's reportedly the center of a whistleblower complaint. Our Kristen Welker has the new details.
Tonight, President Trump dismissing new impeachment calls from Democrats and defending his July phone call with the leader of Ukraine, insisting he never threatened to withhold military aid if Ukraine didn't investigate accusations against Joe Biden and his son. At the time the aid was suspended, it's since been released.
Did you tell the Ukrainian leader that they would have the aid only if they investigated Joe Biden and his family?
No, I didn't. I did not make a statement that you have to do this or I'm not going to give you aid.
But according to the Washington Post, citing people familiar with the matter, a government whistleblower alleges the president did pressure the president of Ukraine to investigate a Ukrainian company which had given Hunter Biden a position on its board while Joe Biden was vice president. The president raising eyebrows with this comment about media coverage.
If a Republican ever did what Joe Biden did, if a Republican ever said what Joe Biden said, they'd be getting the electric chair by right now.
There's been no evidence of wrongdoing by Biden.
Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader if that's what happened? That appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has resisted calls for impeachment, warning the administration's refusal to turn over the complaint could be a new chapter of lawlessness, which will take us into a whole new stage of investigation. Other Democrats demanding impeachment now.
He is jeopardizing and endangering our democracy every single day.
How seriously are you taking the impeachment conference?
Not at all seriously. We had a perfect phone call with the president of Ukraine. Everybody knows it. It's just a Democrat witch hunt. Here we go again. The one who's got the problem is Biden. What Biden did is a disgrace.
And Kristen, I know Democrats right now really want to get a look at that whistleblower complaint.
That's right. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says he wants a subpoena to see that complaint, which the administration refuses to give to Congress. Now, we could learn more on Thursday. That's when the acting director of National Intelligence testifies, Lester.
All right, Kristen Welker, thank you.
Well, the odds of them getting a subpoena to see something that's executive privilege is zero. And they are going crazy on this impeachment stuff. But did you hear the tone in that?
Yes.
Is that unsubstantiated about Joe Biden? None of that has been proven. But an article about something, that's fact. That is just amazing. You should have heard Morning Joe today. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Don. Don, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. It's good to talk with you.
Good to be talked to.
Listen, I was out of pocket for several days last week and weekend. I was in Dallas taking part of something quite fascinating. I was one of 540 people invited from all over the United States to come to Dallas, Texas, and talk about the political topics. It was called America in One Room. And I found out that we were in like 12 to 14 people in small groups that met throughout the weekend, Thursday through Sunday. And I found out, just as I suspected, the United States is not as divided as the media would like to make believe that we are. I mean, we have
agree with
Democrats.
That. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Democrats, independents, Republicans, and we agreed on a heck of a lot more than what we disagreed on. So it just kind of, made me have a little more faith in mankind. And several things that we decided is that politics has really, really screwed up, and fixing any of these issues is going to take a major undertaking, because it is just in such bad shape. And I don't know, we could never really figure out the easy fix to any of it, and it's going to take a while to ever get these issues resolved. It's just a mess.
It is. I'll tell you, some people that I hold accountable for this are the press. That the clearest example today that the press is the problem was in the news reports you're going to get, the clips you're going to get from me today.
Yeah. Well, that we have known that for quite some time, and it's not going to get any better as long as Trump is in office. It's just going to get worse and worse, because they are really, really apoplectic about getting rid of him. That is their number one thing. Whatever it takes to get him out of office, they're willing to do it.
The event that you went to, so there were some people who were Trump, and there were some people who were non-Trump.
Oh, absolutely! Like I said, it was 540 delegates from across the country, from 47 states. We were selected. Here's the little background on it. I do surveys with a group called AmeriSpeak, and have for several years. And AmeriSpeak is something that is connected with the University of Chicago, and I have filled out and done all kinds of surveys. A lot of political surveys in the past 6 or 8 months. And apparently, someone must have gotten with AmeriSpeak and selected 540 of us from across the country to come and talk about political issues. It was the environment. We talked about taxes. We talked about health care. Just all kinds of subjects. The only thing that we really didn't talk about was abortion and the wall itself as an independent subject. But we all got together. We met as one large group to hear experts talk about the various issues. We also saw some political candidates, Julian Castro. We saw him Sunday. We saw three Republican candidates, Welch and Sanford. We had about an hour each with them, asking them questions. And then, like I said, over the 4 days, we met in small groups and talked about all these subjects and everything. And it was really eye-opening. Like I say, there's things that we disagree on, but we all were able to sit in these small groups and treat each other with respect and talk things and agree to disagree. And it's just not, what the mainstream media paints the situation.
I appreciate you sharing that with us, Don. I want you to have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Marr Show. Couple of reminders here. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. We do that drawing on Friday. If you're a first-time caller, we put your name in twice for that. And who won it last Friday, Bud?
I believe so, yes.
Is that Bud?
Yes. Yes.
Did you ever send that to me?
Ever called in. Bud, give us a call. You got to have the right birthday, of course. Let me double check, too. Make sure we're not telling any tales out of school here. Yeah, Bud is the winner.
You would never do that.
No, not on purpose, at least.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Bud, you're the winner. Call in if you want to redeem your prize. We want to get it to you.
I want to get that gift basket to you. We may have to airmail it to him somewhere in the lower 48. News Talk 93.1. Dan Marr Show, we'll be back right after this.
Hey!
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nidell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
It's Premiere Tuesday on CBS. First, they thought she was gone forever.
Siva David is dead.
But they were wrong.
Hello, Gibbs.
Where you been?
Siva returns on the season premiere of NCIS. And on the season premiere of FBI, a terrorist threat has the city on edge.
Get the kids off the field now!
Followed by the season premiere of NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tonight.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You just can't stand the way that I walked out from the wreckage. Can't understand the way that I turned myself around. I tried to terminate this war.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Tuesday. And you could get that tone out of that NBC Nightly News. And anything that is said about Biden is unsubstantiated and not proven. Anything said about Trump is a fact, even though it's an article in the newspaper. It's just really nuts. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey,
Hey, fellas, a very interesting point. I don't think anybody's brought up, and I'll ask you about it. Saudi Arabia's oil conglomerate just came under initial public offering yesterday. Isn't that true?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Okay, they are up for IPO on the stock exchange for the first time. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Okay, let me tell you that is true. Maybe if you tell me I'm wrong after some Googling or something, I thought as a financial guy you might have heard this. But
well, tell me what it is again.
Saudi Arabia is supposed to have been doing an initial public offering on their oil.
Aramco?
Yes. Okay. And that was supposed to, I don't know if that's the name. If I'm wrong, correct me. But I can't, and I do believe it was supposed to come yesterday in the stock exchange.
I just found a Reuters article. The headline is Saudi Aramco IPO unlikely to happen this year after oil attacks.
Ah, okay. This is my point. Don't you think the attack on the Saudi Arabian facilities was to stop the IPO from happening for the Saudi Arabian oil company, and they have done it.
So you're saying Iran attacked them to stop the IPO?
Yes, to keep them from making even more money, because wouldn't you think the Saudi Arabian oil company would be just an incredible initial public offering? And Iran's not able to sell any oil. I just wonder if you thought that was that, now that you know that, that might be any incentive towards what happened at all.
No, I really don't. I mean, IPOs are sketchy at best. It's
okay.
Just because somebody, I mean, doesn't mean it's going to be run well. Number two, the reason they didn't do the IPO is probably because you have a vulnerable asset, and you can see how quickly you can lose that asset. So it instantly went down in value. So
I mean, Iran pulled that off.
I'm not sure though that they were sitting there going, "Boy, this IPO is coming out. Let's go bomb them."
Yeah, okay, I understand that. No, that sounds like too much of a one direct to the other, but I found that very interesting. I hadn't heard anything about the IPO until maybe, it was over the weekend, believe it or not, on NPR was talking about this, you know. So I thought that was very interesting. And here's one quick other funny point. I was at Home Depot yesterday, and I was caught by one of your listeners.
Oh.
And
what were you doing that they caught you doing?
Oh, I was raising hell at the paint department in Home Depot for having nobody work there. Took me an hour and a half to get 4 gallons of paint, and I was going all over the store raising hell. Never could find a manager. Maybe a good thing I didn't find him.
Yeah, they probably would have booted you out of there.
Well, you know what? My redheadedness was coming out. So this gentleman and I worked in the store, and he was in the paint department when I was raising hell. And so finally I get my paint, and I see him over there kind of snickering. And he walks up to me. In fact, he was a, this would be maybe about 50-year-old black gentleman. And he said, "You call the radio?" And I said, "Yes." He says, "I recognize your voice."
Oh, wow. Said,
And, of course, so I'm going to start using, I need to start using one of those devices they show on TV where people disguise their voice whenever I call, you know what I mean, so nobody will know who I am, because apparently everybody knows who in the hell I am as soon as I open my mouth.
Did you get his name?
No. Well, he told me, but I said, "Why don't you call?" Most of these people will come up to me and say, "Hey, I heard you on the radio." I said, "You listen all the time?" He says, "Yes." He loves your show. And he's a black gentleman, I have a feeling. And he knew who Rodney was and Trump on Charles and all that. I said, "Man, give him a call. They'd love to hear from you."
We would.
So I told him, I said, "Unfortunately, I can't get out on Sweet Creek no more. I've been banned." So I told him, "Get in for me."
Oh, okay. So you don't work a deal out with somebody, huh?
No, I'm not. But I still really appreciate all the gifts and the best coffee cups in the world. I ain't broke them yet, Dan.
I know. I like that.
I like it too.
You little Gouda hoarder.
Pardon me?
You Gouda hoarder? You're hoarding that Gouda.
Oh yes, I am hoarding the Gouda and the red bell peppers.
Oh, yeah, I love those bell peppers.
Oh, gosh, they're the best in the world. So thank you, gentlemen. Roll Tide, go Trump. His speech at the U.N. is just awesome.
His speech was spectacular. His speech was really good.
Thank you, fellas.
Thanks. News 93.1, Dan Marr Show. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
You just can't stand the way that I walked out from the wreckage.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, in his annual address to the United Nations, says every country should have tough immigration policies and should stand up to Iran. He says about trade with China.
Hopefully we can reach an agreement that would be beneficial for both countries. But as I have made very clear, I will not accept a bad deal for the American people.
The president today acknowledges that he blocked military aid to Ukraine this summer because, he says, he wanted other countries to put up money. Some Democrats in Congress say the president should be impeached if he really withheld that aid so Ukraine's government would investigate Joe Biden. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy.
My worry now is that the president is attempting to rig the upcoming election, and he's trying to enlist foreign governments to help him do that. We have to draw a line.
Biden is scheduled to address the president's accusations against him this afternoon, and House Democrats meet to talk about what to do next. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is at least some chance that a few showers will pop up on the radar today. Your chances of running into one are very small, about 20% today and less than 20% tomorrow. But at least there's hope that some towns will get lucky. High today and tomorrow in the middle 90s, low tonight 67. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, blazing heat, highs in the upper 90s, close to tying or breaking record highs, and not much change on Sunday. Still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I've been
272-9228, that's where we are.
Now you're confessing, but I'm still guessing. I've been your fool for so, so long. You're all gone.
Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Gordon. Gordon? Welcome aboard to the Dan Marr Show on a Tuesday.
Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Gordon. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You got a good show. You got some good talk. I got a question for you.
Yeah?
Yesterday afternoon around 3 o'clock, when you was about to read the sign off, you had a guy that called in, and he said I don't know whether he went to the dentist or had to go to the emergency room, but he was trying to explain his condition. And we was interested, and we was driving. Do you know anything about it? Do you understand it?
Yeah, he went to Dr. Dan Hudson, who's a dentist, and he saw something that looked like some potential blockage in his carotid artery, and then he went to his doctor, who then referred him to somebody, and I think they did one of those sonograms and found out it was not plaque buildup, but there was some kind of deposits over there.
But he seemed to be okay.
He's okay.
Okay. Well, thank you a lot, Dan.
Have you had some problems with the carotid artery?
Pardon me?
Have you ever had problems with the carotid artery?
No, I hadn't had any problem. My wife just happened to get out of the dentist's office, and it was interesting, so... I called you back to find out about this.
Not a problem. I appreciate you calling me back. And the dentist's name is Dr. Dan Hudson. He's a personal friend and a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Gordon. Wow. That's a referral to a referral.
Indeed.
Okay, nightly news. Trump and Iran. Again, listen to the tone.
Major issue looming over that UN meeting tonight, Iran, and whether its growing showdown with the U.S. can be dialed back. Hallie Jackson has that story.
President Trump in meeting after meeting after meeting today, but perhaps the most important is the one he probably won't have with the Iranians, dismissing a one-on-one with President Hassan Rouhani.
Listen to this.
Will you meet with President Trump? No.
President Trump, not quite ready to rule it out just yet.
We'll see what happens, but we have nothing scheduled at this moment.
The escalating tensions hover over the United Nations General Assembly after the U.S. blamed Iran for the attack on Saudi oil production facilities last weekend. Iran showing off its military might in a parade, demanding the U.S. leave the region, with the Pentagon set to deploy a small number of troops to Saudi Arabia soon, and new sanctions slapped on Iran's national bank. It's the backdrop to this week's gathering of world leaders in New York, with the U.S. looking to build a diplomatic coalition against Iran, likely to be a centerpiece of the president's address to the assembly tomorrow.
I mean, Iran, if you look at what, that's been really the state of terror, and I've been saying it's the number one state of terror in the world.
Another big issue here, climate, with the president making a brief appearance at a climate session attended by teen activist Greta Thunberg.
You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
And nuclear talks with North Korea are another key international issue for President Trump. Late tonight, he's suggesting the door is open to a possible third summit with Kim Jong-un, despite those recent short-range missile tests. Lester?
All right, Hallie Jackson, thank you.
So the phones, let's go to Gary. Gary, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, just going to give you a report on Sweet Creek. I won the basket a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah? How was it?
My wife. Oh, well, Sweet Creek's wonderful. I've been there before, Reed Ingram and his wife are outstanding people. My wife had surgery a day or two after I won it, and she said she knew it was coming up. She said, I don't want to go until after I get through the surgery. So I sat on it until Thursday or Friday, I forget which, and we went down.
So what all did you get? And,
well, we got Cuban sandwiches for lunch, and then my wife said, well, I think I want the rest of that gift card. So at this point in time, I've got two Cuban sandwiches and a real happy wife, although, you know, the surgery recovery is a little bit slow, but she'll get back down there. You can bet on that.
Gary, that sounded like a stick up there. I want the rest of that card. Is the rest of your Sweet Creek card or your life?
Yep, I got to take care of her. You got to take care of Mama. Otherwise, the house is not a pleasant place.
No, it's not a pleasant place. What I would do is I would say, honey, can I drive you down to Sweet Creek so you can spend that money and so you can kind of get in on some of the stuff?
I think that's real good. You know, but Reed has a little problem in that he brought us the ice cream that he normally will bring out when you finish the meal and some cups of ice cream, and he set the chocolate down in front of me. My wife looked at him like he was crazy. But who is this crazy little gal yelling about climate change? I mean, where are they getting these people?
This is a lady from Sweden, 16 years old. Greta?
Greta Thornburg. And, you know, I heard Dan, you know, giggling there, and you called her crazy.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
What she needs to be doing is she needs to be talking to China and India. We've done more to alleviate climate change in in the United States than any other country has. And, you know, if we eliminated all of our pollution, we would still affect the climate like, what, 1 or 2%?
It would be minute.
Yeah, and China's building coal-fired power plants about one a month or so. So, you know, I mean, give me a break. Get on the people that are really creating the problem, if there is, in fact, a problem. Who knows? I know I'm not eligible for Sweet Creek for a while, but I'll be back in touch. Definitely was worthwhile trying to win it every time I could.
I know. I tell you one thing, Gary, you're persistent.
Well, you got to be persistent. You know, I'm in the real estate business, and persistence is one of the factors in the real estate business.
Of course.
Hang in there with them and follow up. Do a good job for your people, you know, your clients, and they'll come back to you.
Gary, I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Thank you. I look forward to winning it again one of these days.
Yep. That's the deal.
Thanks.
Thank you. 272-9228, that's where we are. Before we start getting into this other thing, let's kind of nibble around the edges here.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the lady in Dallas who went into the wrong apartment?
Yes.
And shot the guy who she was in his apartment? Well, she's up for trial, and excuse me. And they're charging her with murder. So what they've done now is they are talking about all the sexting that went on when she got off with her partner.
Her police partner.
Her police partner. Her traveling partner. I know. And so this is like the trial of sexting to distraction. Listen into this report.
We're learning new details about the night a former Dallas police officer shot and killed her neighbor in his home as her murder trial continues. Amber Geiger claims she thought she was in her own apartment and Botham Jean was a burglar. Omar Villafranca is at the courthouse in Dallas. Omar, what did prosecutors reveal?
Good morning. Prosecutors say that at the time of the shooting, Amber Geiger was preoccupied, talking and texting with a partner who she was romantically involved with. And the jury got a preview of some of those sexually explicit messages.
And she shoots at him twice.
At the start of Amber Geiger's trial, prosecutors argued the former Dallas police officer missed several opportunities to avoid the deadly confrontation with her neighbor, 26-year-old Botham Jean.
And for her errors, for her omissions, Botham paid the ultimate price.
According to prosecutors, one of those errors was a romantic conversation Geiger was carrying on with her patrol partner. In the minutes before the shooting, Geiger and fellow officer Martin Rivera allegedly had a phone call and exchanged sexually explicit messages. Rivera took the witness stand Monday.
I really don't remember a whole lot else about the conversation.
Whatever is on her mind after that conversation has consumed her attention entirely.
So sexting to distraction.
I will say, and I'll admit without giving any details away, I've sent those types of messages and I've received those types of messages and they can be distracting. But I've never been so distracted by such a scandalous message that I go into the wrong apartment and shoot somebody.
Well, I mean, this is, but I mean, that's the prosecution that was doing that.
Right.
I mean, it's not, and it's, they're kind of going, well, it's murder because She's distracted.
I think she'll definitely end up with manslaughter, in my opinion. But, man, this is it's bad. I just don't buy the idea that I was so tired that I went on the wrong floor.
Yeah.
Like, just, what were you? Really?
Well, you didn't notice the mat that was in front of the room?
Right. You know, your door probably looks different, all sorts of things.
Let's continue on.
In the opening statement, the defense dismissed the prosecution's argument that Geiger should have realized she was on the wrong floor.
In front of Botham's apartment is this extremely obvious bright red floor mat.
To say that she was aware there was a red doormat and knowingly ignored it because she wanted to go into 1478 and shoot this man is preposterous.
Jean was from St. Lucia. His parents arrived in Texas and spoke exclusively to us before the start of the trial. They say they want Geiger to be honest about what she was thinking before she shot and killed their son.
I just want a kind of a finality to all of this. The best thing she can do is to come clean.
The defense is arguing that Jean was approaching Geiger before she shot him, but the prosecution says he barely had any time to stand up. We're going to have to see what the physical evidence says. As for the jurors, they will be sequestered the whole trial. No cell phones, no computers, and this trial is expected to last about 2 weeks. Tony?
A lot of interesting new details there, Omar. Thank you very much.
Man.
Man is right. I remember when we first broke
that story. I know. It was kind of like, what?
How do you forget it? And, yeah, for a guy to just be at home, like, you know, snacking and watching TV, all of a sudden somebody busts into your apartment and shoots you. From his perspective, it's like a nightmare, man.
Well, if I remember correctly, the apartment was dark and came in, and she thought somebody was in her apartment and saw him
right.
And shot him. The question I want to know, you remember we asked this question, how'd she get in? Because the first thing was the door was ajar.
Mm-hmm.
But then that wasn't necessarily true. So
physical evidence will say a lot in this case, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is one thing I worry about, have docs that have been ER docs, and yeah, they'll do these real long shifts, and we now do police officers doing 12-hour shifts, and those 12-hour shifts can be really exhausting to you. I know for ER docs, a long shift, 12-hour shift, can be really exhausting.
Sure.
And matter of fact, I had a doctor friend of mine who was run over by another doctor who's an ER doctor who just came off of his ER shift and ran over him on his bike and paralyzed him from the waist down.
Good Lord.
I know. And he'll tell you, I think it's because he was so tired and wasn't paying attention, didn't see me, and just ran over me. So, okay. So now we're going to move to the police officer down in Florida who was suspended.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what was he suspended for? For arresting a six-year-old. Not one, but several. And so, what does it sound like when you go, spread them! Drop that lollipop and spread them! God. Let's listen in.
Now, amid a growing backlash, the Florida school resource officer who arrested 2 6-year-olds at their Orlando school has been fired. Officer Dennis Turner was terminated yesterday. Battery charges against the children have also been dropped. Manuel Bohorquez reports from the police headquarters in Orlando.
On behalf of myself and the entire Orlando Police Department, I apologize to the children involved and their families.
Orlando Police Chief Orlando Rolone says he had no choice but to fire Reserve Officer Dennis Turner after Turner arrested 2 6-year-olds at their school last Thursday.
We could not fathom the idea of a 6-year-old being put in the back of a police car.
Turner arrested Kaya Roll after she allegedly kicked a staff member during a tantrum. Roll's grandmother said the outburst was likely a result of the child's sleep apnea.
It was really and truly an injustice on her.
Turner also arrested an unidentified student in a separate incident and sent both children to a juvenile detention center.
The criminal process ends here.
Florida State Attorney Aramis Ayala said her office would not prosecute the 6-year-olds.
I refuse to knowingly play any role in the school-to-prison pipeline at any age.
but juvenile arrests in Florida are not unheard of. Last fiscal year, nearly 3,000 children falling between the ages of 5 and 12 were arrested. Now, Kaya Roll is ready for a return to normal.
I'm feeling a little sad that I still have to go to the court, but now I don't have to. It's making me happy.
Orlando's police chief says he also sent a letter to all officers on Friday reminding them of the department's policy, which is to have a supervisor sign off on the arrest of anyone under 12.
The pipeline of school to prison, second grade to prison.
No, I was sitting here thinking, we didn't need any more of the story. The guy who arrested 2 6-year-olds has been fired. Okay, that explains itself, but then you hear the audio of the 6-year-old there, I just lost it.
Oh, that man. Is, oh, it's incredible. Oh. Two of them.
I mean, it's like, what's that guy thinking?
If the handcuffs fall off their wrist because they're so small, you shouldn't arrest them.
Man, just, you got to hear me out, man. Like, these are some bad, these are some hardened 6-year-olds.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That pipeline's the school to prison pipeline. Or say, from kindergarten to prison pipeline.
Threaten me with a spitball, man.
Oh, no. More fights on the playground out here. They're going to jail. Unbelievable. I know Kevin Murphy's listening right now, and he's probably dying laughing. I love it. New Sound 93.1. Thought you guys would get a kick out of that. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Quiet, smooth ride, spacious cabin, impressive technology, and plenty of storage. That's the new 2019 Ram truck at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I'm Dick Brubaker, and this month only during Ram Power Days, you can save over $10,000 on select new 2019 Ram trucks and make no payment for 90 days. Over $10,000 in savings and no payments for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Equipped with the nicest interior of any American vehicle today, the new 2019 Ram 1500 works great as a luxury vehicle or as a work truck. It has more towing capacity, more rear seat space, and luxury comfort. Ram Power Days brings savings over $10,000 and no payment for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Grove Financial with approved credit. Stock number R9154. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires September 30th, 2019.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. What can I say? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm going to have to slightly agree with you. In fact, very, a complete 180. I want you to see something else. My wife was a teacher in the Montgomery school system.
Yeah.
Taught elementary school. Twice in a 3-week period, she was assaulted by two different students. One of them putting her in the hospital. Not one administrator would do anything about it. They would not even do an incident report because the incident reports lead to the issues with their funding under the title, is it Title I or Title IX, whatever that they're under.
Okay. Title VIII.
So my wife is like 5'4", 110 pounds, soaking wet.
Oh, wow.
Some of the students are the same size or bigger than her. So it's not really a laughing matter when you have an out-of-control student. Because my wife ended up in the hospital. The administrators don't do anything about it. And her recourse was basically she quit in the middle of the school year after the second assault that put her in the hospital. It's not something to laugh about. Did the child need to be arrested? No, not necessarily.
Yeah, it's not an MPS that isn't doing their job.
But to laugh about it really is wrong, because that's half the problem in these school systems, is these kids are out of control. And I know firsthand what it's like to be attacked by an out-of-control student.
How old were these elementary school kids that attacked your wife?
I don't know the exact age at the time, but she was teaching third grade.
Okay, so they could be anywhere
from
7 to 8.
It was about 5 years ago.
Well, they could be anywhere from 7 to 10.
Literally quit.
3 years. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Kim, but it sounds like that is a MPS issue to me.
Well, I know, but you're laughing about them arresting a six-year-old, but understand that these kids are really out of control.
Ken, I hear, Ken, look, let me tell you something. When you talk about kids out of control, I was part of an organization called Second Chance that took kids that were being thrown out of school for remediation and counseling that was there. So I was helping them with funding and such. So I completely understand the Montgomery Public School System. But the way you're kind of coming at me, I'm laughing. That was funny in this sense, that the six-year-old had a tantrum. Didn't attack, didn't hit, had a tantrum. And if you would have listened to the story, you would have gotten that.
I understand, but I don't know. When it hits real close to home, it's not funny.
Ken, I don't know how many times I need to tell you. You know what you need to be doing? You need to be raising hell with MPS.
That's a useless gesture, and you know it.
Okay, so, but do you agree the problem is Montgomery Public School System?
No, the root of the problem is you have administrators that won't handle these situations.
That's the Montgomery Public School System,
with.
Ken.
Well, that is apparently in this Orlando school system, too.
Otherwise, you don't know that, Ken. You do not know that.
Well, then why was the police officer...
Because the girl was having a tantrum. She didn't attack somebody. She's having a tantrum.
I don't know. I guess I'm just looking at it differently than you are.
Now, I think we're looking
agreed
at the same... I think we're looking at it the same way. I think the difference is that, well, no, I guess you're right. We are looking at it differently. You're taking it very, very, very personally, and it's a serious situation. I would much prefer you to have approached it with me when it was happening so I could just beat the heck out of MPS for you, because it needs to be done.
Well, it wouldn't have gone anywhere anyway.
Okay, Ken, then just don't call me anymore, okay? Don't call him anymore. Bye. Robert, let's go.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
Ken, relax and understand. We was talking about a six-year-old rolling across the floor, throwing a tantrum, was arrested for something that you just pick, wait till they get through throwing a tantrum, wait till you get through kicking, screaming, hollering, then pick up and say, now, are you through? That's all it takes, Ken. Now, if your wife was attacked, I feel sorry for her. But if she was attacked and went to the hospital, there was a report made. There had to be a report made. Well, Wayne McCarthy is not going to pay her without a report made. My MPS should have disciplined that 10-year-old or that 8-year-old in a manner due to the guidance of their book. If they said suspension, they let it be suspended. If it's jail time, let it be jail time. But everybody was just having fun laughing at what happened in Florida. So... everybody just sit back, be calm, be cool, and take it as it is.
There we go. Sage advice, my friend, sage advice. How's little Robert doing? Oop, lost him. Can we fit Jason in?
I believe so.
Jason, welcome aboard.
Hey, first put me in Sweet Creek 12-1.
You got it.
And I do think it is an extremely funny story, but if you do go back on the story, I believe they did say she did kick somebody, so she did actually physically assault somebody.
Okay, well, that's... Okay. Thanks, Jason.
That's all I got.
Bye. Man, New 793.1. It's a big difference of putting somebody in the hospital and kicking somebody. New 793.1. Dan Moore Show will be back after our top of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.